This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you for listening, and thank you especially if you are a subscriber. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. If you have a need, say, for family law, Brandon Legal Group can help. If you have a need for help with divorce, Brandon Legal Group can help. What is your legal need? They are a full-service law firm. They service the Tampa Bay area, so if you are located in the greater Tampa Bay area, reach out to them for a free consult, 844-4BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Bill Curry Ford also supports the Todd Wright Toddcast as they write $1,000 checks to the winners of every league from the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. The car buying experience at Bill Curry Ford is one of the most efficient I have ever encountered. I went through this less than 6 months ago. I had a 2014 Ford sedan with over 100,000 miles on it. I now have a 2018 Ford SUV with 40,000 miles on it. I made the exchange with Sean Sullivan, general manager at Bill Curry Ford, and I did it faster than T-Mobile was able to switch me over from being a Sprint customer. And T-Mobile has owned Sprint for a long time. In and out. I'm happy with my new vehicle, my new pre-owned vehicle. So if you are in the market for a new Ford vehicle or a pre-owned vehicle that can be a Ford vehicle or another major make and model, they have those on the lot that are pre-owned, seek out Sean Sullivan at Bill Curry Ford. Tell him you're a listener of mine. Tell him you're a football fan and talk to him. If you cannot find Sean Sullivan, he is a busy man. He is the general manager. You find Grace Thomas. You tell her you're a listener of mine. And you're a football fan, and Todd says, I need to talk to Sean Sullivan about getting into a new Ford vehicle or a new pre-owned vehicle. And Grace will set you up with Sean Sullivan. That's how it's going to work. Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com. My Instagram and Twitter is at toddwright2121. If you have interest in playing in an upcoming Todd Wright Tour golf tournament, we have one the first weekend of May. We have one the first weekend of April. We have one also to be announced mid-May. And then we'll take off for the summer. Not just because of the heat, but because I don't like golf tournaments that can be postponed by rain or by wet conditions or simply that the golf course is in bad shape and can't be mowed. So we take the summer off and then we come back in October. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com for that. Speaking of golf, kind of the subject of some of today's podcast, for those of you locally in the Tampa Bay area looking forward to the Valspar Championship, I'm going to tell you three things not to do. Three things not to do as it relates to your interest in the Valspar Championship at the Innisbrook Resort next week. Number one, nobody golfs. I know you can go into the dictionary and you can find golf used as a verb. Good for you. Would you like to actually sound like you know what you're talking about among golfers and fans of golf? Or do you want to continue to stand out as someone who doesn't know the game? Because I can tell you, for many years, the easiest way for me to spot someone who doesn't know a thing about golf is they ask me if I golf. Or they say, did you golf today? Are you golfing today? No. I play golf. Use it as a sport, as a noun, as a subject. You wouldn't ask me if I was wearing a baseball jersey, did you baseball today? Would you? How stupid does that sound? It's the same to those of us who do play golf, who follow professional golf, and who know the game of golf. Stop using it as a verb. Use it as a sport. Use it as a subject. Number two, stop thinking that PGA is a term that applies to the Valspar Championship or many of the golf events that take place on a weekly basis that are on television and played in by the best male players in the world in North America. The Valspar Championship is a PGA Tour event. The players who play in it are PGA Tour players. They have active PGA Tour cards that they've worked very hard to get and maintain so they can play on the PGA Tour. And don't give me the argument, well, yeah, that's what I said. I said PGA. Wrong. The PGA is a separate organization. It does some good things in golf. It has no players of significance. And it's one big event annually is the PGA Championship, which is one of the four majors. That's the one week you can get away with saying, oh, I'm looking forward to the PGA this weekend. Yeah, you can get away with that 1 week out of the year. The PGA and the PGA Tour are separate organizations. And if you're trying to claim that you're saving breath or words, well, I'm just shortening PGA Tour to PGA. Well, then you're fucking wrong. Yeah, you are. Sorry to go snob on you here. Do you want to sound like you know what you're talking about or not? The PGA has no connection to the Valspar Championship, and the players who play in it are not PGA players. They're PGA Tour players playing in a PGA Tour event. If you want to shorten PGA Tour, say Tour. Yeah. Again, eliminate those three letters. It's PGA Tour or Tour. Stop using the term PGA to describe anything involving the Valspar Championship. And if you think it's just me, let me give you a little example. One of my favorite radio stations locally did an in-house spot talking up and promoting the Valspar Championship. In that spot, they used the term PGA. Upon hearing about that spot using that term and not the term PGA Tour, the tournament director of the Valspar Championship actively reached out to those at that radio station, and the spot is now changed to use the term PGA Tour. Again, do you want to sound like you know what you're talking about or not? PGA Tour. PGA Tour or Tour. Stop using the term PGA to describe the Valspar Championship. It is not accurate. And finally, if you do attend the Valspar Championship, upon entering, someone may attempt to hand you what's called a pairing sheet. Or it should be readily available near one of the points of entry of the tournament. Now, programs have gone the way of rotary phones and many other things that we don't use anymore. I don't even know if the Lightning sell a program for regular season games at Amalie Arena, because it was a thing a long time ago. You know, to have this book with lineups, and it just became a way to sell advertising or have a souvenir to take home. But a pairing sheet is important when attending a PGA Tour event because it tells you who you're watching and who's next or who might be ahead of them. Because depending on the day you go, it will tell you what three players, let's say it's Thursday or Friday, what three players are playing together. And then on Saturday and Sunday, it'll tell you what two players are playing together. And you can sort of figure out, once you know who's in front of you, oh, so look here and you'll see who's in front of them or who's behind them and find who you want to watch. So you don't have to ask, well, who are these guys? If you have a pairing sheet, you can figure it out. There's also, with each group, called a standard bearer that carries a sign that will have the names of those players, their last names, and their tournament score on that board. That's what the standard bearer does. So rather than asking, well, who are these guys? If you have a pairing sheet, you should be able to figure out who these guys are and then read the pairing sheet to know where you can try to find any particular golfer that you want to see. It actually is very helpful. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Bill Curry Ford. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. We'll talk to you next time.